BBC News with Marianne Marshall. Syrian activists say at least 15 people have been killed in an aerial bombardment of a rebel-held district of Aleppo. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government aircraft dropped two barrel bombs in the same area several minutes apart. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Aleppo province, Kurdish forces are engaged in clashes with Turkish tanks near the two countries' border. The fighting is taking place near the town of Jarablus. FARC rebels in Colombia say they'll announce a definitive ceasefire on Sunday, which will come into effect at midnight, the same time as an army ceasefire ordered by the president. The FARC will also announce that it'll be holding a final conference of its fighters in mid-September to ratify a peace accord agreed with the government this week. The accord still needs to be approved by a popular vote. A wealthy family, accused of exerting undue influence over the South African president Jacob Zuma, says it plans to sell all the shares it holds in businesses in the country. The family, of Indian origin, is alleged to have influenced the selection of cabinet posts. The Guptas deny any involvement. An ambush on a military patrol in Paraguay has left at least seven soldiers dead. The country's interior minister said it was likely the gunmen were part of the Paraguay People's Army, a rebel group in the region bordering Brazil. The American space agency NASA has flown a probe a few thousand kilometres from the swirling clouds of Jupiter. NASA hopes the Juno spacecraft captured images and data about the planet's weather systems as it passed by. A Lost Beatles demo track that was discovered more than 50 years after being recorded has sold at auction for more than $23,000. It's a crackly recording of Paul McCartney singing It's For You, a song he wrote with John Lennon for another singer from their home city of Liverpool, Cilla Black. BBC World Service News.